Blog Talk Radio.
No!
Father, we thank you, O God, that you are the holy, righteous God. You are the only true and living Father. We thank you, O God, for joining us every week on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We are grateful for your faithfulness. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Let the enemy perish at your rebuke. Let the enemy flee at your rebuke, O Lord. I rebuke all the winds and storms of the enemy sent against our lives in the name of Jesus. Rebuke the company of the spearmen and the multitude of the bulls until they submit, O God. In the righteous mighty name of Jesus, rebuke those that rush at us and let them flee away. Rebuke the devourer for our sake, O God. In the name of Jesus, rebuke the horse and the chariot. Let them fall into a deep sleep. We rebuke every unclean spirit that would attempt to operate in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke the proud spirits that are cursed. In the name of Jesus, we release furious rebukes upon our enemies. In the name of Jesus, let the blast of our nostrils rebuke the enemy. In the name of Jesus, rebuke the enemy with flames of fire. Let a thousand flee at our rebuke, O Lord. Rebuke every sea that would try to close upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Devil, we rebuke you. Hold not your peace and come out in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak to every mountain in our lives and command every mountain to be removed right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that you are the all-powerful God and you allow us human beings to serve you, to pray to you, to honor you, to bless you, to give you glory and thanksgiving. Well, good evening and welcome to Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. Thank you for joining us this evening. God has truly blessed us and allowed us to be alive today. We thank Father God for his faithfulness, for his mercy, and for his grace. Truly, we need him. Truly, we can't do without him. We need him who created us and who is faithful to watch over us all these years as we sleep, as we get up, as we go out, and as we come in. Even in the midst of our trials, God is faithful to help us through every trial. He said, trials come. Why? To make us stronger. He knows what it takes to keep us close to him, and he calls us to that secret place to dwell with him. Notice, I said to dwell with him. He wants us to dwell in the secret place, not to race in and race out with our hands out as beggars, but as his children. He wants us to come before him to give him all the glory, all the thanksgiving, all the honor, all the praise, and to give him the high praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's give God the highest praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God. The Bible says that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So when God's children pray, things change. So today, we're going to say prayers. I'm asking you to join in with me in the spirit and pray as we pray for families, leaders, political officials, our children. Join in and pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you that we serve a righteous God like you. Truly, there is no God like you. None can compare to how great you are, Jehovah. You are a great and mighty king. You are the one who can turn the hearts of a king. You are the one who created the kings in your image, O God. So, Father, today we come lifting up families in Jacksonville, in South Carolina, in Houston, in Kalamazoo, in New Orleans, in Chattanooga, in every city throughout our nation, O God. You know the cities by name, O God. You know the states by name, O God. There is nothing secret to you. You know every continent by name. You know every person who lives in every continent. So we just lift this different every family up all throughout the world. And we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to have mercy upon families. Have mercy upon fathers. Have mercy upon mothers. Have mercy upon children. Have mercy upon grandparents, upon uncles and aunts and cousins and aunts. In the name of Jesus, all our extended families, O God, we just thank you today, O God, that you are merciful, Father, that there's no good thing will you withhold from us who walk upright before you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as I pray for families today, I pray for those who are not saved, that they will get to know the great and mighty God who created them in your image. You created them in your image. And, Father God, I thank you for everybody in this world getting to know you as Father, as Lord of their lives, O God. Extend salvation, O God, in a great way today, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, call those people who are still living in darkness into your marvelous, your light in the name of Jesus. And I thank you today, O God, that you are the great and mighty King and that you love families in the name of Jesus. But today, you do not wink at ignorance. You are calling men everywhere to come to repentance, everywhere, all over the world, to repent before you, O God, and to come to you to ask for salvation, O God. We can't come unless you call us, O God. Call people out of darkness, O God. Clean people up out the muck and the mire of life in the name of Jesus. Put a new song into their mouths, even praise unto you. Many shall see it. Let their neighbors see it. Let their church members see it. Let their job person see it, O God. Their employers, the people they work with, their coworkers see the change in their lives and wonder what in the world took a hold of them. And as the song says, something got a hold of me, and it was Jesus. So I thank you, Father, when you get a hold of people in the name of Jesus, you bless people, O God. But when the devil get a hold of people, he cursed them, O God. So, Father, I thank you for getting a hold of people today, O God. And I thank you for them holding onto your unchanging hand, O God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray for leaders in our world, oh God. We lift up our president, leaders in this United States, oh God, in the name of Jesus, President Obama and his family, oh God, the vice president, oh God, and their family, every senator throughout the United States, in the name of Jesus, every United States representative, oh God, we lift them up today, oh God, any of them that are not saved, oh God, I pray that they will repent, O God, turn from their wicked ways and say, yes, Lord. Father, I lift up the state government, our governor, and our governors in every city, every state throughout the United States, O God, our lieutenant governor, our attorney general, our commissioner of agriculture and consumer services, our chief financial officers, O God, our state senators, O God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, for godly officials in every state, O God. Raise up godly officials, O God. In the name of Jesus, let there be no bribes under the table. Let them be people of integrity, O God, who knows you, O God, who serves you, O God. O Father God, let there not be oppression in our land because evil people are ruling upon the land, O God. Father, you can turn the king's heart, O God, toward you. I lift up our mayors in every city, O God, our sheriffs in every city, O God, our policemen in every city, O God, our firemen in every city, O God, ambulance workers in every city, O God, supervisor of elections in every city, Father God, property appraisals in every city, tax collectors in every city, O God. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the clerk of the circuit courts in every city, O God, every city council person in every city, O God, every district, every at-large city council person. I lift up the school board before you, Father God. Let righteous people come forth in these offices, O God, as never before. We come against those sodomite spirits that would try to run for political office. We say no. In the name of Jesus, we lift up righteous men and women of God to run in the name of Jesus for elected offices, O God. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus for the soil and water conservation district in every city, O God, municipalities, O God, judicial circuits, O God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that every official, Father God, will be saved, every circuit court judge, O God. In the name of Jesus, our county court judges, Father God. In the name of Jesus, when the righteous rule the people, are blessed in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I just thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up the fivefold ministry before you, those leaders that you chose to be over your people, Father God, to bring your people to higher levels. In the name of Jesus, those people you chose, O God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the apostles. I thank you for the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, O God, coming higher in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you call them, O God, in the name of Jesus, to do a mighty work for you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that they will speak as the oracles of God in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, O God, for driving out of your house those that call themselves, O God, that they would not lead your people. No pastor, no preacher, no apostle that call themselves would lead your people, but only those that you handpicked, O God, those that you chose, O God, those that you called, O God. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you, O God, for the whole armor of protection over all of us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, that we have on the helmet of salvation. We have on the breastplate of righteousness. Our loins are girt about with truth. You are truth. Our loins are girt about with truth. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we have the sword of the Spirit in our hand, O God. We are fit and ready for battle. You are the battler, and you are our rear guard. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for our children, O God, being trained up to do your perfect will, O God, not your permissive will, O God. In the name of Jesus, but trained up to do your perfect will in the earth. I thank you that our children will be trained on a daily basis to your will, O God. They will be like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They will open the windows and pray. They will have no fear of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, that our children will be blessed and highly favored of you on a daily basis, O God. I thank you that our children are protected by you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that our children love you with all of their heart, soul, and strength. I thank you that our children are safe in you, O God. I thank you for keeping them in the palm of your almighty hand, and no one can snatch them out. I cover them by your blood. I lift up those children in the name of Jesus who are in bondage, O God. In the name of Jesus, set them free, Father God. In the name of Jesus, those children who think about taking their lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, for sending somebody to snatch them out. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that they will live out all their days and fulfill their purposes, oh God. I thank you that our children are obedient to you, Father God, and to their parents who have rule and authority over them. So I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for hearing this prayer, for answering this prayer. I seal this prayer by the blood of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against us will prosper in the righteous, mighty name of Jesus. I bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge of the enemy, because we are your humble servants. We do your will. We're covering ourselves with your precious blood, O Jesus. No weapon that is formed against us will prosper in the mighty righteous name of Jesus. Amen. Well, today we make decrees over our children. You know, our children are valuable to the Lord Jesus. They are valuable to our Father. And Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. So we decree and declare today that our children will be given to the Lord, will give their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ at an early age while their hearts are yet tender. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that our children are protected by God all the days of their lives. We decree and declare that our children love God with all their heart, soul, and strength. We decree and declare that our children will live long lives according to God's plan, his promise to them. We decree and declare that our children are blessed and highly favored. We decree and declare that our children are obedient to Father God, to their parents, and those who have rule and authority over them. We decree and declare that our children are 10 times smarter than all their friends. We decree and declare that our children have scholarships to complete schooling all the way through college. We decree and declare that our children have many gifts, many talents, and they use them to give God glory. We decree and declare that our children have the mind of Christ. So I thank God for each of you today being on with us. As you are preparing your children, your sons and your daughters, many people train their daughters but neglect to train their sons. They teach and train their daughters to take care of household duties, how to cook, how to sew, how to clean, and even to have curfews. They must come home at a certain time. They teach them right from wrong. They teach them responsibility. They teach them how to live integrous lives. Now, on the other hand, their boy children, their male children, who grow up to be young men, the head of their households, are left untrained. They do not have responsibilities. They do not have household chores. They do not make their beds. They don't mop floors. They're not taught to cook. They don't mow the grass, change the oil in the car. They want to drive them. They want the keys. But they're not taught how to take care of their vehicles. They don't sweep the floor. And God forbid, they don't have a curfew. I see them walking the street 10 o'clock at night. Look like they're going nowhere, standing on the corners. They can go and come as they please. Any hour is all right to stay out. Our children, males and females, need to be trained to the ways of God. If we don't train them to God's ways, the scripture says, train up a child in the way that he or she should go, and then when they're old, they won't depart from it. If we don't train them, the devil will train them and take their lives so that they will be headed for destruction. They'll be on crack cocaine at an early age. They'll have early pregnancies, baby daddies at early ages. They'll be unused. They'll not be useful. Can't function. Stand on the corners doing nothing worthwhile. Here are some areas you can help your children in. Listen up. Here are some of the areas that you can train your children in. When you teach your children the Word of God, here's some areas. My mind, and you can repeat after me if you like. My mind is in training for what God wants me to think. My eyes are in training for what God wants me to see. My ears are in training for what God wants me to hear. My mouth is in training for what God wants me to say. My hands are in training for what God wants me to touch. My body is in training to go and do only where and what the Lord God wants me to do. When you teach your children the Word of God, when they learn, memorize scriptures, you are training their minds to think on these things. Philippians 4:8 says, whatever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. Now listen to this. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things. You know, the idle mind is the devil's workshop. We got to teach our children how to think and what to think on. We must teach our children what to think on, even what to look at. Training their eyes to see is very important. Also, you know, even certain cartoons, certain movies are very satanic. They're full of evil. These things influence our children. Do you watch the cartoons? Do you watch the movies with your children? Or you just say, go in the room and watch TV. What are they watching? When they rise up against you, suck their teeth, stomp their feet, where is that coming from? Did they get it from the devil? You know they did, because God doesn't allow such things. But when we train them up in the way that God wants them to be trained, they will not rise up against you in your own home. They won't tell you what they're going to do and what they're not going to do. When you tell them to make their bed, they'll quickly and obediently do it. Now, even what they look at on TV is important. Train them up to listen to you. You know, some people tell their children something 1,000 times, the same thing. Go make your bed. Go make your bed. Go make your bed. Go make your bed. Uh-uh. Parents of old didn't do that. They told you one time, get up, go make up your bed. You didn't do it, they got the belt. They didn't tell you 10,000 times the same thing. They told you one time, and if you did not get up and do it, you were going to be disciplined. So when you're on your job, you know, they were preparing you for the future. They were doing just what God told them to do. Training you up. The Lord said, if you beat them with the rod, it won't kill them. Now, I ain't talking about, you know, abuse. You know, that was not no such word as abuse in the manner that it's used now when I was a child growing up. Most parents, especially black parents, disciplined with the belt. They didn't keep telling you the same thing. When I was a child, black child growing up in Jacksonville, we had to sit in the back of the bus. I bet you didn't raise up at your parent. They had a strap in their purse or in their pocket, or the daddies had the strap on their holding up their pants. They take them out in the middle of the street and use them. You did not rise up against them. They fed you, they clothed you, they housed you. They weren't going to let you take over as children. So train your children to obey you. Train your children to listen to you so they can live long lives. The Bible says train children. It says children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Children must listen and obey. I didn't say they had a choice. They must listen. They insist that they listen to you. Don't take no for an answer. But guess what? Start when they're in your womb. Start when they're young babies. Don't wait till they get 15 to say, come here, and start whipping them with a belt. That's too late. that's too late. Start when they're very young. So all you have to do is look, and they will not get out of hand anymore. Start when they're young, very young. If you start when they're teenagers, it's too late. They're going to rise up against you. You're going to need help. Start when they're young. Children must listen and obey. If they don't listen and obey, the Bible says they're not going to have a long life. What they hear and how they hear is important. You know, be careful. Don't provoke the children. You know, some people cuss them out, call them all kind of, you know, perverse names and shout at them. And I used to see some people used to take their fists and maul their children in the head. That's abuse. Cuss them out. That's abuse. Treat your children with loving kindness. Even if you weren't treated with like that as children, treat yours like that. They came out of you, and they came directly from Father God. Father God sees all. He knows all. He hears all. He knows what you're going to do before you do it. He knows our very thoughts and the intent of our heart. So, you know, occasionally, yeah, we do get mad at our kids and we yell at them. We're human. But guess what? You can apologize. You can say, baby, I had a rough day today. I did not mean that. Please forgive me. You know, children have feelings. We have to treat them with respect, love, and kindness. What they hear will influence them. TV programs, radio programs, music, very important. What do your children listen to? Do they listen to rap music with all the cussing, with all the swearing, with all the blasphemy? What do they listen to? Music has great influence on all of us. Some music put you in a joyful mood. Some music put you in a downcast mood. Some music influence you to do and think negative. Some music promote violence. Some music promote drugs. Some music promote alcohol. Some music promote sexual sins. Godly music promotes godly living. Righteous music promotes and helps us to live righteous lives. Gives us the desire to love God. So, our mouths. What we say out of our mouths can encourage or discourage. Job 9:20 says, if I justify myself, my own mouth shall condemn me. If I say I am perfect, it shall also prove me perverse. Proverbs 13:3 says, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. Don't you know sometime I have to put a guard over my mouth? I have to think about what I'm saying before I say, because, you know, many times I just start talking just like that. I just blurt out. My mother used to say, baby, what are you saying? Watch what you're saying. People have feelings. So, you know, I had to learn to temper my words, you know, watch what I was saying, how I was saying it to people. So we have to all do the same thing. Our hands. We can teach our children to use their hands to do good things. Hold up holy hands and praise God. 1 Timothy 2:8, Acts 20:34. You know these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. Hands can be used to do good, to cook for the elderly, to feed the homeless meals, to lay hands on your children and pray for them, to help someone in need. Our bodies, Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And listen to this part. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good an acceptable, perfect will of God. Well, you know, it's an exciting day on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. And I thank God for this young lady. She is a college grad, and she's going, furthering her education. Her name is Tashana Lapierre. She is our co-host. And we are truly grateful that she has joined us and become a part of Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. She is a young lady with much wisdom. Her mother has, her parents have instilled in her great wisdom. Good evening, Tashana.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
All right. You got something to tell us today, huh?
Yes, I do. Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies is a radio talk show created to teach our youth of all nationalities the ways of God, to encourage them and speak into their lives as though they be hope and vision for the future. Men, to introduce them to Christ and to help them develop a relationship with their Creator, Father God, at a young, tender age. Ecclesiastes 12 and 1. Also, to train them in the way that they should go, so when they are old, they would not depart from it. Proverbs 22, 6. 1 Corinthians 13 and 11 says, and it's our foundation scripture for boys to men and girls to ladies. It says that when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, woman, I put away childish things. Now to announcements. Sister G will be reopening Zion Hope Academy Christian School here in Jacksonville, Florida, in the near future. Amen. Zion Hope Academy is a Christian school with a great vision for our children in Jacksonville and surrounding areas. Our mission is to teach children of all nationalities from year one through high school age to achieve success in their lives, academically, spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally. To train up our children in the way they should go, to be productive citizens in society, and to take care of themselves and their families. Amen. Zion Hope Academy will help them find and lead a purpose-driven life each day. Please contact Sister G, also known as Caritha Gatlin, at 904-768-5008. Once again, that's 904-768-5008 for further information. Now I have a song to play from Kirk Franklin, and it's called Give Me That. I'm going to play about a minute of it. Inspirational song. It's about crying out to God. It's about asking God for more of Him and more of His light to shine in our lives. And with that, I'm going to pray for the young people right now. So if you would, wherever you are, in the car, at home, just close your eyes and bow your heads in prayer with me. Father God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you, giving you thanksgiving and all the glory, O Lord. We pray, Lord God, that we can have more of that light, more of you within our lives, within our hearts. We pray, Lord God, that you will bring order into our lives. Lord God, we pray that you touch each and every young person listening and every parent listening, Lord God, to be able to stir up their hearts to do the will of God, which is acceptable before your sight. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Back to you, Sister G.
All right. I thank God for each of you on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies today. You know, we've been studying in the book of Proverbs, so we're going to continue. We're in Proverbs chapter 8. And, you know, 8 means new beginning. So I thank God, you know, for new beginnings. You know, we don't have to do the same old thing all the time. God gives us new beginnings. You know, we'll do the same thing for a while, then we get into. So there are different levels in God. Different levels. So I thank God that there are different levels in Him, and that we don't have to. You know, sometimes we're on the mountain, sometimes we're in the valley, and we do not have to be in the same place all the time. When we're in the valley, God is with us. When we're on the mountaintop, God is with us. So I want to share with you today from Proverbs chapter 8. We're going to start at verse 10. Receive my instructions and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all of the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Wisdom dwells with prudence, and find knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way. And the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is wise and sound wisdom. I am understanding and I have strength. By me kings reign and princes do decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. Love them that love me. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the path of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will find their, and I will fill their treasures. You know, God is so awesome to us. He knows what we need when we need it. Now, sometimes, you know, you're waiting for something, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're wondering, why am I not getting it? I've been asking God for 5 years. I've been asking God for 6 months. I've been asking God over and over. Don't you know he's better than a parent? He can perceive when we need something. We may think we need it right then. You know, your son may say, say to you, can I have a car? Can I get my license and can I get a car for my 16th birthday? Now, you know, maybe when you tell them things at home, they're not doing anything you ask them to do. At school, their grades are down. You know, they're rebellious. The teachers are calling you with behavior. Now, would you give them a car? You give them $10 and before, you know, the next hour, they spent the whole thing. And they come back for more. You say, well, I just gave you $10 an hour ago. Where was it? Oh, I bought this, I bought, and they, you know, they ate it all up or whatever it was. Would you think that they would need a car? Don't you know Father God knows us better than our parents do? He knows what we need when we need it. And so no matter how long we have to wait on God, he knows the best time to give it to us. And sometimes he say, you know what, come a little closer. come closer. I want to tell you something. I want you to get closer with me. I don't want you just to come with your hands held out. I want you to come to me when you just want me. You know, sometimes your children come to you, Mama, can I have this? Daddy, can I have that? But when they just come and put their arms around you and they just love on you, they don't want nothing. They just want to give you love. Don't you know Father God loves it when we just come to dwell in his presence, to sit there and say, Daddy God, our Father, we just can't come today to glorify you. Sometimes you don't even have to say nothing. You can just sit in his presence and just be there with him. Just spend time with him. He just loves that because you're thinking about him. He knows it when we love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. That's what he's after. He's after us. He's jealous. You know, like a jealous lover. He's even more jealous than that. Say, look, my first commandment is for you to love me with all your heart, soul, and strength. I ain't going to be second. I ain't going to be third. I definitely ain't going to be last. I'm going to be first. So when you going through struggles, you know, you like going to the pastor, you going to the evangelist, oh, I need prayer. You go on to, you know, spiritual counseling. I need prayer. But you know what? When you go straight to the throne room, when you say, Abba, Father, I'm here. I came to love on you today. I come to sit in your holy presence. I just come to spend time with you, Father. I don't need nothing today. I just come to love on you. Don't you know that he hears your prayers? He knows you're there. He has been waiting on you. He's been patiently waiting on you. Why aren't you patiently waiting on him? You say, but Lord, I've been having my eyes on this car, you know, this Mercedes for 10 years, and now I just need a little bit more for the final payment, I want to pay cash for it. He don't always wanting us come with a request. Yeah, he says, let your request be made known unto him. But he also says, come and worship me. Come in the secret place. Bow down before me. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. Come and sit with me. Come and sup with me. Come and spend time with me. I'm your refuge. I'm your fortress. Come into the light. You know that I'm that light that you need in a dark place. He just wants to be, you know, he wants to be loved on. Don't you like to be loved on? God wants to be loved on too. He don't always want us to come with our hands out begging. He wants us to come just because we love him as our Father. He says, he is our Father. He is our shepherd. And you know what he says? He is our shepherd. So we want to go into his presence. And, you know, his word is awesome. God honors his word above his name. You heard in Proverbs, he says, take my discipline, not silver. He disciplines us. He takes time out to discipline. You better be glad. You better be glad he disciplines you because that means he loves you. He said, I chasten those whom I love. Now, don't you know God chastens us, he loves us. You're not going to just let your children just, you know, your baby, your two-year-old baby just going out the door, wander across the street, you ain't going to wander. Oh, no! You're going to correct them and say, listen, you don't go outside like that. You got to ask. You cross the street, a car could hit you. You watch over your children. You carefully watch over them. Sometimes you may even go up to the school and say, you know, I just came to see how my daughter was doing in school. I'm checking, you know, they told me their grades are good, but I want to see for myself. You know, Father God check on us. He check our attitude. He check to see where we are with him, if we're coming closer or we faking it. Say, oh, well, you know, I know my pastor said I got to spend time in the presence. So I rush in now and I rush out. Oh, Lord, I got to go brush my teeth. Oh, Lord, you know I got to go to this meeting. Lord, you know I got this appointment. I would spend more time, Father, but I got to go do this here. You know, God is an awesome God. He has feelings now. He wants us to come close to him. So he said, take his discipline, not silver, and my knowledge rather than gold. So discipline is important. His knowledge is important. Very important. You know, worldly knowledge is not important at all. Worldly knowledge ain't going to be here long. It's going to vanish away. But the knowledge of the Most High God is going to be there forever and ever. He said, because wisdom is better than jewels. Now, you know, wisdom that comes from the throne room. I don't know if you've ever been in the throne room a while or not. But when you're in the throne room a while, when you're just sitting in the presence of God, you shut your cell phone down, your computer down, your iPod down, your radio off, your whatever, you know, everything off. You just in there, Lord, I just come to be with you. You don't even have to say nothing. But you're dwelling in him. You getting wisdom from him. And then the next time you're talking to somebody, they say, oh, how did you know that? The wisdom of God has been poured out on you. See, when you go in the secret place, you're not just there in vain. You're getting poured into. You're getting snatched out the fire. You know how sometimes you feel like, oh, my God, on the job, the boss is after me. In my house, the children look like they're against me. You know, it looks like everything, my sisters and brothers against me, look like everybody, you know, you're in the fire. But when you're in the secret place, God gonna, you know, you're going to come out. You ain't going to be the same. You're going to be changed. You're going to be changed. You're under construction. He's redoing your thinking skills. He's teaching you how to think like he wants you to think on pure thoughts. You know how your mind wander off and you say, I wonder how I can get her back. I wonder how I can do this to her or him. I wonder how I she stepped on my foot. Now, look, I ain't like that. I got to get back at. Don't you know when you're in the secret place, all that's going to be washed out of your thinking. You're going to say, wait a minute. I need to pray for my enemies. I need to pray for those who despitefully use me and say all kind of evil things against me. Your mind is going to be changed. You ain't going to think the same way because you're not going to be the same when you spend time in the secret place. When you spend time with the Father, you're going to be changed. You ever seen people working on construction out there, those men, I mean, they diligently working. You say, I'll be glad when they get this street finished. They've been working on this highway for 5 years, and they ain't finished yet. Then all of a sudden you drive on that highway, and you say, oh, my God, it's so beautiful. Look at here. There's a shortcut to go this way, and look, the traffic ain't jammed up in this area no more. The construction is over. They finished it. They reconstructed it. They changed it. They made it for the better. That's what happened to us in the secret place. We are being changed for the better. For the better. And, you know, Proverbs says, wisdom, live with insight. God gives wisdom. And I acquaint knowledge with foresight. You ever have foresight? You say, today I know this is, you know, you feel in your spirit something good is going to happen to you. You don't know what it is, but that's foresight. So God gives us foresight. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. Don't you know God hates evil? He hates evil so much so, oh, he hates it. So we're to hate what God hates. We're to love what he loves. He said he hates pride. He hates arrogance, evil behavior, and twisted speech. Advice and priceless wisdom are mine. Advice and priceless wisdom are mine. Where does advice come? I'm talking about that, you know, advice that comes from wisdom. That priceless wisdom. You can't buy it. You know, some people go for psychiatric treatment. They still ain't right. Medicine don't do it. Medication don't straighten out their mind. Some people go, you know, to psychiatrists. It don't straighten them out. They'd be okay, you know, when it's, even when they take their medicine, they ain't straight. But you know what? Priceless wisdom is from God. When you bring it to God, Lord, I've been going through this. I've been going through that. He will give you wisdom that you can't buy nowhere. He will set you free from that mindset that keep you in the psychiatrist's office, that keep you in the counselor's office. I understand. I am understanding, and I have strength. Now, you know God is pure understanding. You ever tried to figure something out, and you figure it out, and you're reading the word, and you're trying to figure it out, and you go maybe a few days later, and all of a sudden it comes to you. You say, oh, my God, it's a new revelation. Understanding come forth. You ever been so weak and so tired, and you know you needed to pray? You said, Lord, just help me to press my way through this tiredness. And then all of a sudden, he strengthens you. And you can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and glorious name. I come in your presence today. He says, through him, kings reign. Yeah, he called kings. But guess what? He is the King of kings. He's over every king. Those are worldly kings. But I'm talking about the Most High God. He is the King of kings. He is the Almighty King. He is the one who can turn the heart of earthly kings towards us. Though through me, kings reign, and rulers decree fair laws. You ever been under a crooked politician? And I mean, seemed like everything was going wrong in the city. But all of a sudden, God placed a godly politician in that office. Things begin to change. Money began to come forth. You know, all kinds of things were coming in our favor. Gas prices went down. Grocery bills went down. Rent went down. Mortgage payments went down. Taxes on things went down. Because godly people were in office. He says rulers and decree. You know, they can make fair laws because they are godly politicians or godly political officers. Through me, princes rule, and so do nobles and fair judges. I love those who love me. Now, this is what God is saying. He say, I love those who love me. So when you love God, guess who's going to love you? He's going to love you back. Those eagerly looking for me will find me. I have riches and honor. Who has it? God. He says, I love those who love me. Those who eagerly look for me will find me. I have riches and honor. Lasting wealth and righteousness. Now, guess what? It ain't gonna be no just a short-lived riches, you're going to have something that's going to last. Riches is going to last. Honor is going to last. You ever been put down on a job, put down in your home, put down in your school, everywhere you go, look like, you know, there's no respect for you. All of a sudden, respect come forth. Guess where it came from? Father God. Hello, Father God. You know what? God's honor is going to last. Lasting wealth and righteousness. What I produce is better than gold, Father God says. Pure gold. Yet I yield is better than fine silver. What I yield, Father God says, is better than fine silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, on the path of justice, to give an inheritance to those who love me, and to fill their treasures. Isn't that awesome? Oh, the word of God is so awesome. Look at what God does for his people. He said, I love those who love me. And look at all the things he's doing for those who love him. He's giving and giving more and more and more. And what he gives is going to last forever. It ain't going to be short-lived. You ever had $1,000? And then all of a sudden, you check your bank account, it's gone. No, what God gives you is going to be there forever and ever. It's not going to be short-lived. So today, I want you to read. After we hang up or sometime today, get the Word of God out. Read Proverbs 8 chapter. I read 10 through 21. Go back. Check me. Hey, Sister G, you know, I'm trying to see. You. I think you made a mistake here and there. Don't just take what I'm saying. Study for yourself. See what God is saying in the Word. See if what I say is lining up with the Word. I'm human. I make mistakes. I could be telling you the wrong things. How would you know? If you don't check, search the Scriptures daily. Search them out. Please God and read the Scriptures. Study to show yourselves approved of God, workmen that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. How are you going to rightly divide if you don't read it, if you don't study it, if you don't ask God to give you revelation, knowledge of his word? Well, here's the question today. The study is over. I want to know, is there anybody on the line who's not saved? Press 1. Salvation is going forth today. The Lord said, if you confess me with your mouth that the Lord Jesus is the Christ and that I raised him up on the third day, what you confess with your mouth, I will save you for saying that. So press 1 if you're not saved. All right, what about backslidden? You've been in constant relationship with the Father? Is he speaking to you? Are you listening to him? Are you just talking? That is, Father God, I just love you. Father God, I need. Father God, I want. You know, I do that. I catch myself just talking to him. I say, my God, I haven't even given him a chance to answer my prayers or even, time to talk to me. So I got to wait for him to talk to me. So let's listen. You know what? We've got 2 eyes, 2 ears, and 1 mouth. So let's listen and shut up. Sometimes I have to put my hand over my mouth and shut up and listen. Sometimes I talk too much, so I got to listen. Now I want to say a prayer for our children. It's almost closing time. And after I say the prayer, I'm going to ask who have prayer requests. So get your prayer requests ready. This is a prayer from my pastor's book, Apostle Kimberly Daniels. The title of her book is called Prayers That Bring Change. This is the prayer for our seed. You know, our children are called our seed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for salvation, healing, deliverance, and prosperity for our children. We repent of sins and iniquities of our past and present that may work against the lives of our children in a negative way. I call out our children by name. Let every hidden and secret enemy operating behind the scenes in their lives be under the spotlight of the Holy Ghost, uncovered forever. We command every generational sin in our lives and in the lives of our ancestors to disconnect from their heritage now in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children's navels. The blessings, not the curses, shall flow into our children. Every demonic and biblical cord is severed in the name of Jesus. All inheritance that rebelliously flow through our bloodline are cut off from them forever. All destiny-devouring spirits are displaced by the enemy. All destiny-devouring spirits are displaced by the destiny angel of the Lord. We walk in the authority that Jesus has given us over our seed. We break the powers of peer pressure and ungodly association. Our children shall lead and not follow. They are not bound and influenced by the spirit of this world. Every vicious cycle that is ruling over the head of our children through association, incantation, or generational influence is destroyed by the whirlwind of the Lord. Self-inflicted curses through negative confession are broken. all negative words spoken over our children through ignorance or intention are erased. We cause the doors that have been illegitimately or illegally made a way for demonic activity to operate in our children's lives to be closed forever. All negative seeds that have been planted in our children's lives while they are sleeping are uprooted. The fallow grounds are broken up, and the seeds of the Lord displace them. Every entry point through a nightmare or dark vision through astral activity is closed continually. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children as they sleep at night. We command sweet sleep and divine rest upon them. Incubus and succubus and all other forms of perversion are bound in the name of Jesus. We take authority over the terrors of the night that come by night and declare that the sun rises. As the sun rises, it will shine favor upon our seed. The will of God has captured our children's days. They shall feel the call of the Lord and be called blessed. Princes, powers, and spiritual wickedness in high places have no dominion over our children. The spiritual airways are prosperous over the heads of our children, and they shall live full lives. The statistics of the children of the world shall not overcome them, because they are children of light. The circumstances of our children, the countenances of our children shall shine above the countenance of the world. They shall not eat of the king's portion, but they shall be continually transformed into the image of Christ. Our children are in the world, but not of the world. The wealth of the wicked is finding its way to them. The heathens shall be in their inheritance. They shall possess the gate of their enemies and displace them. The God of the cosmos is bound and cannot prosper against them. Our children can discern the difference between what is holy and what is common. They shall not be set up or deceived by cosmetic fetishes, people, places, things with demons attached. The borders are being extended for our children. They shall rise up and demand room to live. Rebellion, disobedience, and unbelief have no rule over our seed. We circumcise our children with a sharp knife, the word of God, and pull them out of the ways of the uncircumcised. Our children are wealthy, wise, and in a place to receive God's word. They shall speak over their seed the words that I speak over them. Our children shall not be permanently taken out by sickness, disease, accidents, incidents, or cares of this world. They shall live long, prosperous lives and serve God eternally. This is the heritage of our seed for 1,000 generations. Let these words be programmed in the heavens forever. Amen. Well, I thank God for each of you. Press 1 if you have a prayer request. No prayer request today, okay? All is well. Any testimonies, brief testimonies today? Press 1 if you have a testimony you'd like to share with us. All right. Okay, hold on. Somebody wants to share. Just a second, please. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. It's Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Hey. Hi. It's not a testimony. It's a prayer request. It's for my youngest one, Dante Emmanuel. He auditioned for, I guess, class placement as a dancer at Lovilla today. And I'm just praying that he gets, like, a high level, because the higher you get, the more, you know, the more instruction and guidance you get. So just that he gets placed high.
Okay, I'm sorry. You said that he tried out for what?
He's going to La Villa next year. He's a dance major, Dante Emmanuel, my youngest one. And he has to audition for placement in a class. And I'm praying that he gets a high placement.
Oh, okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. Like they have from dance 1 all the way up to dance 8. So as high as he can get would be great. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great, thank you.
All right. Hallelujah. Any more prayer requests? Press 1. Children going through struggles, household going through struggles, need prayer for anything, press 1. Okay. All right. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you that you are the Most High God and that you hear and you do answer prayers. And we're thanking you, Father God, that we can come before your holy presence and make requests. The word says, make our requests known unto you. So, Father God, we are requesting that Dante Emmanuel, as he go for his audition, O God, that he will place high according to your plan, your will for his life, O God, in the name of Jesus. Give him the boldness and the confidence that he needs, O God, in the name of Jesus. Stand up for his help, O God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, you know all, you see all, you know everything about him, O God. You know his parents, you know his strengths, his weaknesses, O God. So we thank you for strengthening Dante Emmanuel, O God, to place high in this dance audition that he has to do, O God. And we thank you for his grades being high, O God, receiving scholarships all the way through college, in Jesus' name. I pray for he and his brother's protection. I pray for everyone who has children today that they will be protected, O God. They will be safe as they go in, as they come out. I thank you for our children being blessed and highly favored of you. I thank you for salvation for our children at young ages, O God. And, Father, I lift up my Aunt Mildred, as she will be, if it's your will, 102, coming up June the 20th, O God. I ask you to bless her, O God. I thank you for her mind is sober, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for her keeping her mind stayed on you. I thank you for her alert mind, O God. I thank you for a daughter who takes care of her daily, O God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen their bodies, O God. Keep them healthy and well, Father God. And, Father, we bless you for all the children that are represented on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, O God. Their parents, I lift them up before you, their children. I thank you, O God, for the children. In the name of Jesus, as summer is approaching, O God, we ask you, O God, in the name of Jesus, to take care of them, keep them safe from hurt, harm, accidents, in the name of Jesus, swimming accidents, any car accidents. Lord, let them be safe as they cross the street, O God. So many of our parents and children are crossing against the light these days, O God. They're not stopping at stop signs. They're not following the laws of the land. But, Father, I decree and declare that people will start to follow the laws of the land again, O God. They will be obedient to follow the laws of the land, the traffic lights, O God. Even cars, when they don't see another car or somebody coming, they will go through. I repent of that, O God, in the name of Jesus. I say that we will be a nation who follow the laws of the land, O God. I thank you for keeping our children safe and us being good examples for our children. So, Father God, we bless and honor you. We thank you for your holy presence. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Well, it's closing time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. You are a blessing to us. I thank God for you coming on with us weekly, and even those who listen at another time at your leisure. I thank God for you listening. I thank God for you being interested in Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We look forward each week to your being with us or listening whenever you have a chance. Don't forget this Saturday, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Bible Storyland airs. Please join us Saturday morning if you're available. God bless each of you. Have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled year. I love each one of you, but God loves you even more. I look forward to seeing you this Saturday. That's day after tomorrow. And I love you, but remember, as I said, God loves you even more. He has a godly love for you. So as we close, I thank God for you. Love you.
How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I said, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Everybody wanna be like Jesus. More power and strength like Jesus. He felt in my God. Thank you.